The Buffalo Hunter by Stephen Graham Jones is the best horror release I've read in 2025, and I think it's going to be the best horror book I've read in 2025, and it's an early contender for my favorite book from this year. Historical horror is not a subgenre that I delve into all that often, but I think Stephen Graham Jones creates one of the most interesting and engrossing and compelling and emotional narratives that I've read recently. This is set in the American West in 1912, and it is presented in the format of a diary written by a Lutheran priest from this time. And at this Lutheran priest's church, one day, a man walks in, a man he has never seen before. And it turns out that this unknown man is from the Blackfeet Reservation, and he is looking for justice, and he is looking to confess to this Lutheran priest as a vampire his many sins. And through these confessions of these sins, what is unveiled is a slow, measured, methodical massacre. But these chain of events go back to the killing of over 200 Blackfeet Indians. And the narrative is presented to us through these transcribed interviews, and it's really interesting because this book is told through that frame story narrative structure, which is typically when there is a story within a story, and sometimes there is a story within a story within a story. We not only get the journal entries from this Lutheran priest who is learning about this Blackfeet vampire and all the things that he has done, we're also getting to know this Blackfeet vampire story himself, Goodstab, and we get to know the narrative of his very interesting life through these confessional visits. And it's so incredibly compelling and engrossing because Jones has the reader by an emotional chokehold. The wider frame contemporary narrator is the descendant of this Lutheran priest. And alongside her discovery of this journal, she is writing her dissertation on it, and she is very curious to learn about all of these things that her ancestor went through. Meanwhile, we are also feeling the extreme paranoia of this Lutheran priest who comes across someone who is telling him all sorts of supernatural things that he would never believe before. And we're also learning of the emotional and physical suffering of Goodstab and is now, as a vampire, seeking revenge for all of it. It all, these timelines, these stories, sort of blend back together at the end in an incredibly satisfying way. I feel like it's not easy to do what Stephen Graham Jones does in this book, while weaving together different narratives and different narrators who are both good and bad people, who give you all reasons not to root for them while still rooting for them at their core. He has an absolute command on the atmosphere of this dark, dusty American West setting in the winter. You feel paranoid, you feel like you're claustrophobic at times, and the emotions of these characters just come across in a super poignant manner. Jones has never failed to just smack me in the face with an absolutely amazing story, and that is why he has become my favorite author. You need to read this.